Hello everyone, John Steele here. Welcome to a very short and possibly the first ever JTalk Extra Time micropod. This super short episode is just designed to give you a quick feel for the Emperor's Cup games that are coming up later today, Wednesday the 7th of July. So yeah, without further ado, I'll just take a quick look at the games that have a J2 or J3 participant coming up tonight. Yes, so Emperor's Cup round 3, 12 games on tonight's slate. Wednesday the 7th of July. 8 of these matches have either a J2 or a J3 participant involved, so let's take a look. In the games kicking off at 6 p.m, Nagasaki are hosting Sapporo at the Transcosmos Stadium, so a J2 side hosting J1. Nagasaki will be hoping to go through to the next round, I suppose. Also at 6 p.m, Kashiwa take on Kyoto from J2, that game at Hitachi Dai. Anyone with a long memory will remember the last time these two sides met at Kashiwa in a J2 match. It was a very exciting game, I think, and a narrow defeat for Kyoto on that occasion, with Kashiwa winning 13-1. So hopefully Kyoto under Chokuijai will be able to avoid a similar fate this evening. In the games at 6:30, Gruja Iwate from J3 are hosting Shimizu S-Pulse. That game's at the Iwagin Stadium in Iwate, so J3 hosting J1. We also have a game this time at Yamaha Stadium. Iwata from J2, currently top of J2, of course. They're hosting Honda FC from the non-league scene, but of course renowned Giant Killers in the Emperor's Cup, so there's potential for that to be an interesting game. Yes, Iwata against Honda FC at Iwata's Yamaha Stadium. The rest of the fixtures are at 7 p.m. Tochigi from J2 are hosting Kashima Antlers. That game's going to be played at Tochigi's new multi-purpose Kanseki Stadium tonight. Another J3 side, Hachinohe, they're going to go to take on J1 opponents in the form of Shonan. This game's going to be played at Shonan's Lemon Gas Stadium in Hiratsuka. So you'd think that would give the J1 side the advantage, but it's probably worth remembering that Hachinohe went away to Yokohama FC from J1 in the last round and won. So they don't think they'll be fazed by playing away against Shonan tonight. And in other matches, Sagamihara, bottom of J2, of course, they're going to take on Urawa Reds from J1. That game's being played at Komaba Stadium in Saitama. I don't really see Sagamihara having enough to trouble Urawa, but we'll see. With squad rotation a possibility, there's a chance that there could be a surprise or a shock or two, I suppose. And the last game that I want to mention coming up tonight is Thespa Kusatsu's Gunma's home game. They're playing against Juntendo University, so potential banana skin for Gunma against the students. This game is notable, I think, because yesterday or earlier this week it was announced that Gunma have fired their coach, the manager Ryosuke Okuno, after a string of poor results has left them in a kind of relegation danger in J2. Their new coach, Kiyokazu Kudo, will be in charge of the team for this game. So he's taking charge of Gunma for the first time. They're taking on Juntendo University at Shoda Stadium. Home game for them. There are some round 3 Emperor's Cup games that are not happening yet because the teams involved are at the moment involved in the Asian Champions League action. So later in August, not tonight, but coming up next month, Niigata from J2 will be taking on Seretsu Osaka, and Matsumoto Yamaga, another J2 side, taking on the other half or the other side of Osaka, Gamba Osaka. And there are a couple of matches that still don't have a date or a kickoff time. They're still kind of being worked out. But Jeff United from J2 will have a game against the all-conquering Kawasaki Frontale coming up in round 3. And also Okayama, there'll be another J2 v J1 clash with Okayama from J2 taking on Nagoya Grampus from J1. But those two games don't actually have a date or a kickoff time as yet. So hopefully that was a pretty brief and painless micropod just to get you in the mood for the Emperor's Cup games that are coming up tonight. Hope everybody enjoys the football. There's bound to be a shock somewhere. Probably not at Komaba in the Urawa versus Sagamihara game, but you never know. I think later this week Stu is going to be back with a full J2 episode of Extra Time, and Mike Innes will be along, of course, with the J3 news in the JTalk short corner. So please stay tuned. Regular podcasting will resume as soon as possible. But yeah, enjoy the Emperor's Cup games tonight. And yeah, we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye for now.